正的尊名求你，阿门。我们这个运动叫做归正福音运动。
This movement is called the Reformed Evangelical Movement.
有的人听到归正的时候，
reform,
他就认为这个运动的里面的人物都是很傲慢的人。
They think of the people who lead the movement as arrogant.
好像只有他们自己才是正，别人都不正一样。
As if they are the only one that is orthodox.
所以还没有明白这个名词，就掀起反感。
And so before they even understand what the word means, they are already against it.
你一天到晚去听唐牧师讲的，你就变得唐迷了，你还不知道。
People say that if you listen to Dr. Tong all the time, you'll be influenced by him.
好像只有他才对，大家都不对一样。这样骄傲，这样自以为意的传道人，你还要听他做什么？
Why do you want to listen to a preacher who seems to say that only he is right?
为什么叫做归正运动？
Why is this called the Reform Evangelical?
为什么还加上归正福音运动？
Why do we add the word evangelical in the movement?
归正这个名词是什么呢？
What does reform mean?
顾名思义。
The reform.
归正是回到正统的意思。
In the Chinese translation, it means return back.
归正这个字在中文圣经的翻译里面出现的。
It has appeared in the Chinese Bible.
因为上帝的道，圣经都是上帝默示的。
Because the Bible is inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
乃是要使人归正。
That we may return back to God.
所以当和尚一本把这个字翻成中文是归正的时候
，So when the Chinese Bible translated
this, 这是神的意义，神的意念。
This is the will of God.
要人归回正位。
That we will return back to the truth.
要人有正的行为。
That we will have the right.
要人有正的信仰。
That we will have the right.
要人有正的思想。
That we have the right.
要人有正的侍奉。
That we have the right.
那么当这些都回到正统。
So when all these things go back to
the truth. 这就是神的心意的达到了。
This is where the will of God is done.
所以圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
上帝为他自己的圣名的缘故。
For the sake of his sake,
他苏醒我们的灵魂
he awakened our souls,
引导我们走义路
and lead us on the path of righteousness,
或者就是走正路
or the right path.
所以我们回到正统的路线正统的思想正统的信仰这是神的心意
So it is the will of God that we return to the right course, the right path.
那么我们所提的归正跟提摩太书信所讲的归正那个字原来不是同一个字
But the word 归正 in Chinese is not the same as that found in Timothy.
这里讲的归正就是历史上的一个很重要的宗教的运动。
But here, Reformation refers to an important movement in history.
也就是改教运动。
And that is the Reformation of the Protestants.
改教运动这个名词，改教这个名词，圣经是没有的。
The word Reformation is not found in the Bible.
因为圣经里面没有宗教或者基督教这样的名称。
Because the Bible does not have the word Christianity.
甚至连耶稣基督到世界上来，不是要创立一个新的宗教。
Jesus Christ did not come to set and start a new religion.
如果我们把对基督的信仰列入诸宗教之一而已
，If we treat Christianity as one of the many religions,
我们只能从量的比较去解释基督教的意义。
We can only explain Christianity from a quantitative manner.
这根本不是圣经真正的意念。
But this is not what the Bible tells us.
所以圣经所讲的是上帝的道。
The Bible talks about the Word of God.
这个道用文字显现的时候叫做圣经。
And this word is expressed in a Bible.
这个道用肉身显现的叫做历史的耶稣基督。
And when the word is expressed in the flesh, it's a historical Jesus Christ.
所以我们信仰耶稣基督。
And so we believe in Jesus Christ.
不是信仰诸宗教里面的一个宗教。
Not one among the many faiths.
所以当人把 Reformation 把它翻成改教运动的时候。
And so when Reformation is translated to the change of religion,
这个名称本身是不对的。
This in itself is incorrect.
所以我就不用改教运动这个名称。
And so in Chinese translation, I would not use the change of
religion. Reformation 到了中文，到了中国来传道的时候，用了怎样的翻译的名词呢？
And in Chinese, when it is used in China, there are a few words.
有几个翻译的名词。
A few different translations.
第一就是把这个 Reformation 当作是抗罗宗的运动。
The first one is called 抗罗。
抗罗就是抵抗。罗马天主教叫做抗罗。
The word 抗罗 means against Roman Catholic.
那如果你误会以为所有姓罗的被他反抗，就不是了。
It's not that people with the name 罗 will be opposed.
这个呢，在英文叫做 Protestantism.
So in English, it's called Protestantism.
这个字不是我们基督徒讲的。
This is not from the Christians.
这是罗马天主教认为我们抵抗它、反抗它，所以用这个字来讲的。
But a word from the Roman Catholics because we are opposed to them.
但是我们感到也不对啊，也不错啊。
It's quite a good word.
因为这个天主教太多错误了，所以反抗罗马天主教的信仰，用抗罗也不错的。
And so the word 抗罗 seems appropriate to be opposed to Roman
Catholicism. 所以许多的基督教就用了这个名称了。
So many Protestant movement use this word.
这个名称在中国教会的历史里面也不成为一个很这个普遍的气候。
But in the history of Chinese Christianity, it's not very prominent.
所以 Reformation 有第二个翻译出来了。
The second translation appears.
这个第二个翻译叫做什么呢？
The second translation.
叫做复原宗或者复原教。
It's called 复原。
叫做恢复到原来的教导。
复原 means to return back to the original teaching.
这种宗派或者这种教会就是那个回到原来的教训的那个宗派。
This denomination that uses this word means they want to return back to the original teaching.
这个叫做复原宗。
This is called 复原。
这是 Protestant 的第二个翻译。
The second translation of Protestant.
第三个翻译是什么呢？
The third translation.
就是归正宗。
Is 归正，
归正就是回到正统的信仰那里去。
归正 means to return back to orthodoxy。
所以当伦敦会在厦门开教会的时候
，So when London Mission Society had a meeting at 厦门，
有的人就给这个名称叫做归正教会。
Some people call the church a 归正 church。
那我不知道你们在这个新加坡有没有归正教会这个名称
？I do not know whether you have such a description in Singapore。
但在中国有这样的名称
，But in China there are churches like this。
这个教会的人到外国去，到美国去的时候
，When the congregation members go overseas，
他们就把这个名称带到美国去了。
They brought this phrase to another place。
所以呢，在美国
，In America， 的
纽约的 Flushing 有个教会叫做归正教会。
In New York there's a church which is a 归正 church。
这个归正教会也就是呢长老会里面的一种
，But it is part of Presbyterianism，
也就是呢 Reform 的一种。
Also part of the reform movement.
那么世界上用 reform 作为教会名称的还有多得不得了。
There are many churches and movements that use the word reform.
瑞士的改教运动就直接用 reform church.
In Switzerland, the reform church exists there.
美国的 RCA is Reform Church of America.
RCA stands for Reform Church of America.
美国的 CRC 就是 Christian Reform Church.
CRC in America is Christian Reform Church.
所以呢，这个 reform 就是归正。就是抗罗，就是复原教的一个同样的意义。
And so Reformation has many different descriptions.
啊，这样我们看见还有一种的翻译是台湾特别用的，就叫改革宗。
Another one that is used in Taiwan is called 改革。
这个就是 Reform 的教会的意思。
In other words, it's a Reform church.
所以当我要发这个发展这个运动的时候
，So when I'm about to lead this movement,
我就要很谨慎的选择哪一个名称是适合用的。
I need to be very cautious in the selection of terms.
那么当时在华文的教会的书籍里面
，At that time in the Chinese church,
赵宗辉牧师已经用改革宗来把这些重要的教训翻成中文，已经四十年的历史了。
The Reverend Zhao Zhenhui already translated his book using the word 归正。
每天早上五点起来。
He wakes up at 5 a.m.
七点开始翻译伟大的这一个归正宗的神学。
At 7, he will start to translate all the great works of Reformation.
翻到下午两三点。
And he will do it until about 4 in the afternoon.
头差不多爆炸了。
Until his head almost
exploded. 他才去休息。
Then he will take a break.
到了黄昏的时候，他起来。
In the evening, he will wake up.
吃了饭，他就到各教会去看看各教会的聚会现在教训到底走到什么样子。
After his dinner, he will go visit the church to find out what they are teaching.
那晚上的时候
，in the at night,
他自己灵修祷告
，he will have his meditation.
第二天早上七点再起来再翻译书
，the second morning at 7 he will start his translation.
这样做错了差不多五十年的时间
，he did this for 50 years.
每天这样做
，every day.
直到他退休的时候
，until he retired.
这个家族呢，生了好多个牧师出来。
From his family, there were many ministers.
其中一个已经被主接去的叫赵天恩牧师，就是他的孩子。
One of them is Reverend 赵天恩 who is with the Lord now.
当赵天恩发现我所讲的是归正神学的时候
，When the Reverend 赵天恩 realized that I'm talking about Reformation,
自己给人买了一张机票飞到加加达，在飞到苏拉巴亚，在自己坐车到马兰，他没有去过去找我。
He came to look for me, flying to Jakarta and then to Malang and Surabaya.
第一次见面就谈到晚上两点。
The first time he met me, we spoke until 2 a.m.
我一定要请你出来做中国神学研究院 的讲师。
He said that I must invite you to be a lecturer in the Chinese.
与我一同开始这个神学运动。
Research institute where we will try to have this new movement.
好，我说我没有负担。
And I said I am not burdened.
因为我的负担在印尼很大。
My burden is in Indonesia.
所以神没有清楚感动我，我不会有任何的这个移动。
The Lord has not inspired me clearly, so I will not move.
我答应他，中国神学研究院开幕的时候，我会做讲员，而且会在那里教两课的这个归正运动书。
But I agree with him that when the Chinese Theological Institute starts, I will teach there for a while.
就下去好几年。
After a few years,
他继续不断想说服我。
He kept trying to persuade me.
后来说，至少你要每年一次到台湾讲神学讲座。
He said that at least once a year come to Taiwan to have a theological seminar.
因为赵牧师的鼓励
，and because of his encouragement.
所以我们从1985年开始
，from 1985,
就第一次在台湾有第一届神学讲座。
We had our first theological seminar.
到明下个礼拜是台湾第23届的神学讲座。
And next week, Taiwan will host its 22nd theological seminar.
这些所印出来的书。
The books that came from all these seminars,
现在已经在中国每一省重要的城市许多的教会里面已经流行了
can already be found in all important churches in China.
神学讲座的书
the books from theological seminars,
变成了许多中国传道人必读的书
becomes books that Chinese preachers will read.
里面我所讲的都是用神学就是归正神学的思想跟信仰做基础所讲出来的
And all these books are based on the foundation of the reform movement.
赵天的牧师很盼望。
Reverend 赵天。
有一天我讲完了所有的题目以后，就印成一本中国人这些年来所期待的系统神学、洋洋大观的一本书。
Has always hoped that I will have a book on systematic theology based on all my sermons.
啊，后来还没有看见这个事情成就，他已经离开世界了。
But before he can see witness this, he has left the world.
那么这些神学讲座所录下来的、所印出来的东西。
But all the recordings that we have and the books we have
已经成为中国教会神学思想遗产的一部分
have become an important heritage of Chinese theology
虽然我还没有死
although I'm still
我讲遗产这个不是我来的是从师徒遗传下来的
the heritage I refer to is from all the way from the apostles
这些年我所讲的
all those things that I
preach about 用哪种思想架构呢
What kind of thought process
我是用哪一种的精神来讲解呢
What sort of spirit do I speak with?
归正神学的架构
It is based on the structure of Reformed theology
归正神学的精神
And the spirit of the Reformation
归正神学的内容
And the contents of the Reformation
所以我先把这个名词厘定了以后
After I have defined this
term 你就不要再受人影响所谓归正好像他才正别人都不正不是这个意思
You will not be mistaken that the word 归正 means only I am orthodox
这乃是迟到了基督教一定有一个正统的传统
The phrase 归正 reminds us that Christianity must have orthodoxy
我们不能把所有的人所讲的道都认为就是真道
We cannot treat all the sermons we hear in our life as the truth
因为在许多教会领袖所讲解出来的东西有许多互相抵触互相矛盾与圣经的演绎完全违背的事情
Many church leaders are preaching sermons that are contradictory and also against biblical principles
除非信仰是不必负责任的
Unless you do not have to be responsible
每一个基督徒应当真正持守圣经的教训
Every Christian ought to hold on to biblical principles
因为这些原则是圣经自己对我们发出来的要求
These principles are the demand of scripture itself
所以我们要为真道争辩直到耶稣基督再来的日子
We are to debate about the truth until Jesus comes
我们要持守师徒传下来的教训
We are to hold on tightly to the teachings of the apostles
师徒传下来的教训
And the teachings of the apostles
到底是哪一条呢
Which one are these
你说圣经这么多这么大
You say there are so many chapters in the Bible
圣经的内容这么丰富
There are such abundance in
content 能不能归纳出来哪一些是师徒传下来的信仰的这些这些经典的条则的
How do we summarize the teachings of the apostles?
当然最基本的就是我们常常念的使徒信经
The most fundamental summary is in the Apostles' Creed
很可惜的美国很多大教会甚至很大的浸信会的礼拜堂做礼拜的时候都不念使徒信经
But unfortunately, many churches in America have neglected the Apostles' Creed.
不但如此，
not only that,
继续把基督教简化。
They continue to simplify
Christianity. 简化到一个地步呢，
to such a stage,
几乎好像没有体统一样的。
As if there are no structure.
你们都知道，有一本书现在是基督教最畅销的书，叫做《The Purpose-Driven Church》，Purpose-Driven Life。这一个创办人是 Rick Warren， 他现在讲道穿 T-shirt。
Now you know a very important pastor called Rick Warren preaches in a T-shirt.
他呢可以不必用礼拜天做礼拜，礼拜五也可以，礼拜四也可以。
He will worship on the weekdays as well.
他的书呢所引用的圣经是从差不多20个版本拿出来的。
He will quote from 20 different versions of the Bible.
为什么用这么多的版本呢？
Why would he quote from many different versions?
越容易给普通人懂的，他就越喜欢。
He likes things that are easy for the common man to understand.
所以我对不起讲一句话。
I will have to say this regrettably.
引用的经文很多是最不忠于原文的。
Many of the versions he quoted from is not loyal to the original language.
因为他整个人就受了美国的实用主义的毒素影响。
He himself has been influenced by pragmatism.
哦，今天不但灵恩派已经开始了乱来，没有好好照着圣经来做。
Not only would the charismatics have deviated from biblical principles.
福音派最重要的领袖也开始走了一个不照着正规严谨的走出圣经的教训来做。
Important evangelical leaders have also deviated from strict application of biblical principles.
你说唐牧师又来了，只有你对，别人都不对。
You see, here you go again, Dr. Fong. Only you are right and everybody is wrong.
盼望你的耳朵有受教者的耳朵。
I hope that you have a teachable ears.
盼望你有真正为真理征战的雄心。
That you have an attitude that will fight for the truth.
因为什么叫做真教会呢？
What is the true church?
真教会的第一个记号就是严谨、正确、忠心、持守师徒传下来的教训。
The first mark of the true church is a church that will fight and withhold to the teachings of the apostles.
这条放松，你的教会多么丰盛，你的教会多么兴旺，也没有用。
When you are loose on these principles, no matter how big and grand your church is, it is useless.
因为你的信仰，你所领受的教训是不忠于圣经的。
Because the faith and teachings that you have is not loyal to the Bible.
所以这个归正运动
，the reform movement，
就是一个很重要的忠心持守圣道的一个运动。
It's a movement that is loyal and will hold fast to the holy word of God.
这根本不是骄傲不骄傲的问题。
It is not a question of arrogance.
这根本不是奢侈不奢侈的问题。
It is not a question of a luxury.
这根本不是可以不可以的问题。
Or a question of what you can or cannot do.
这是个最基本的绝对的必须。
It is a fundamental absolute necessity.
Absolute necessity.
An absolute necessity.
当教会不再持守圣道的时候，
When the church no longer hold on to the holy word of God.
当教会不再忠于神的教导的时候，
When the church no longer is loyal to the teachings of God.
这个教会就开始开了一门，让洪水猛兽随时随地进来。
The church is beginning to open the door to its enemies.
当然我不是一个保守的一个心肠狭窄的人。
Of course, I'm not so conservative that I'm narrow-minded.
在某一些事情上，我们应当宽容。
In certain areas, we need to be generous.
我们应当有了解别人。
We need to have empathy.
我们应该可以接纳别人。
We need to accommodate others.
因为彼此接待是圣经的教训。
The Bible tells us we need to accommodate each other.
问题是到什么地步我们还可以宽容？在什么地步我们不能宽容
？But the question is, where do we draw the line?
在这样的状况之下，我们绝对持守。什么状况之下，我们相对的彼此对待？
How do we accommodate and under what circumstances do we hold on to the faith?
这是另外一个专题了。
This is another theme altogether.
我每一个专题开一个讲座都来不及讲了。
I think there's not enough time for all these themes.
所以我继续讲下去。
Let me continue.
所以我相信有些绝对的教训是我们不能放弃的。
I believe there are some absolute teachings that we cannot compromise with.
有一些相对的教训我们不必坚守的。
But there are relative teachings that we need not hold on to.
那么你说呢？谁决定这个是绝对的，那个是相对的？
But who decide what is absolute, what is relative?
我们用什么原则，用什么标准来定这部分是绝对的，那部分是相对的呢？
What are the principles that we will use to define what is absolute and relative?
比如圣经告诉我们，
For example, the Bible says,
你们亲嘴问安，勿要圣洁。
You need to kiss and greet each other with a holy kiss.
那么请问今天有哪一个教会持守这个教训呢？
So which church has this tradition?
你们的教会 见面的时候每个都亲嘴嘛。
So you kiss each other when you go to church.
特别是中国人变得很可怕的事情了。
Especially for the Chinese.
所以我们捂一个手就算了，不必亲嘴的。
We just shake hands.
所以那个东西就不是绝对的事情。
So it's not an absolute requirement.
比如说妇女蒙头的事情。
Or the question relating to wearing of the veil by women.
相对的事情，不是绝对的事情。
This is relative, not absolute.
比如说，耶稣说你们要彼此洗脚，我们就洗脚嘛。
Or Jesus said, wash each other's feet.
就不是绝对的事情。
Again, not absolute.
所以我们要分开来，绝对的事情用绝对的精神去处理它。
We need to segregate things that are absolute. We ought to have absolute spirit.
相对的精神用相对的事情用相对的精神去处理它。
And for relative matters, we ought to have relative attitude.
如果你把相对的绝对化，
If you make things that are relative absolute,
你就会把许多的弟兄当作仇敌来对待。
You will treat many of your brethren as enemies.
如果你把绝对的相对化，
But conversely, if you make something absolute rather than
你就把许多的仇敌当作弟兄来对待。
You will treat many of your enemies as your brethren.
这样，谁应当是我们的敌人？
In this manner, who should we
谁应当是我们的朋友？
Or friends.
这应当是我们基督徒的绝对相对观念上分得清清楚楚的。
Ought to be things that Christians can segregate clearly.
什么是可以的？什么是不可以的？
What are things that are permissible? What are not permissible?
什么是应该的？什么是不应该的？
What are things that we should do? What are things we should not?
什么是要持守的？什么是要宽恕的？
What are things that we need to defend on? What are things that we need to let go?
这些事情原则搞通了以后，
When we understand these principles,
你在信仰上就没有妥协。
You will not compromise on your faith.
但是你在弟兄姐妹的关系上，你就没有把自己与别人隔开来。
And you will not segregate yourself from your other brothers and sisters.
这样持守正道，
So to hold on to the faith,
持守师徒传下来的教训，
And the teachings from the apostles.
这就是关于正统信仰的问题了。
Is relating to the question of orthodoxy.
我刚才提到 Rick Warren，
Earlier I talked about
Rick Warren. 我不是说他的教会不是正统的教会，
I am not saying that his church is
not orthodox. 我是说他引用的圣经为了实用主义的影响，他不是选最忠于圣经的原文的，而是最适合大家比较容易懂的。
I'm saying that he has picked Bible verses from versions that are easier to understand rather than those that are more accurate.
正讲，今天我们可以用大家喜欢听的音流来赞美上帝，而伟大的音流我们当着垃圾把它丢掉。
In the same manner, today we use music that everybody likes to praise God, but we throw away great hymns.
结果在教会听的诗歌跟在夜总会听的诗歌差不多一样。
And so you hear music in church that are similar to that you have heard in the nightclub.
我要问的问题是，是不是有一些专为神而做，专为荣耀神而做的伟大的音乐，是应当好好教导，使我们这一辈的青年人从不懂变成懂，或者完全不必，只让他们所懂的来掌管教会的乐坛。
The question is, are there music that are really written for God that we should teach the young people, or should we just let them sing anything they want?
今天我们如果不传福音，
if we do not preach the gospel today,
结果你没有果效，你说这个时代太刚硬了，没有办法领人归主，不是，是你还没有找到方法。
We will say that while the church is, the generation is too stubborn, they will not want to listen to God, but that's not the case, it's that you have not worked harder.
过去两年半，
For the past two and a half years,
我们神学的学生，我们派他去学校里面对不信主的传福音，结果两年半以后增加了3852个人，每一个月都会参加团契。
We have sent our seminary students to the schools to preach the gospel, and 3,852 students responded.
到去年12月23号的时候
，On December the 23rd,
他们再去带领人来圣诞节布道会，有6470多个人来参加。
And then they bring all the students there, and for our Christmas gospel rally, 6,470.
今年我们在训练28个青年人再去布道。
And this year we have trained another 28 young preachers.
后来很奇怪的，很多这个公立学校是回教徒居多数的，是没有信主的校长的，他们都盼望我们的青年人去他们那边给他们设立福音的团契。
And many schools that are not even Christian schools, even Muslim schools have asked us to start a Christian fellowship.
今年他们定的目标是向20,000个孩子传福音。
And today they have set the target to preach the gospel to 20,000 children.
所以我要问你，为什么只有灵恩派才能做起来，我们不能呢？
So my question is, why are these revivals seemingly found in the charismatic
church? 因为我们还没有打仗先投降。
Because we have surrendered before the battle even began.
我们失败心理掌管了我们的精神。
We have the psychology of failure.
我们的心智是多于不信，而不是多于信。
We have more unbelief than we have belief.
那我们原谅自己，本来我的路是窄的嘛，因为我是进天国的嘛。
So we forgive ourselves and say, well, I'm on a narrow pathway anyway.
所以今天的许多教会的领袖自己瞎眼而没有看见。
Many church leaders are blinded by themselves.
那我要问我们到底有没有资格继续在这个时代做上帝的仆人？
My question is, are we worthy to continue as servants of God in this generation?
我们到底有没有资格继续不断带领别人归主？
Are we worthy to continue to bring others to Christ?
因为我们自己不热心。
Because we are not
我们没有办法鼓励我们的弟兄热心。
Therefore, we cannot encourage others to be.
我们自己不持守。
Because we will not hold.
我们没有办法责备别人不持守。
So we cannot rebuild others.
我们自己不做榜样。
Because we are not example.
我们没有能力责备别人。
We do not have the power to rebuild.
当你责备的是神，也不一定同在。
And even when you rebuild, the Lord is not with you.
所以我们需要悔改。
So we need to repent.
归正归命运动不是这几天讲一些内容给你听的。
Reform evangelical movement is not just about this few evenings.
归正归运动就在这几天，先把你带到归正的精神里面来。
But within this few evening, we want to go into the attitude of the reform.
然后这个运动就开始动了。
And then the movement will start.
不是从理论开始
，not just theory.
是从心智开始。
But it starts with our attitude.
主啊，苏醒我的灵魂。
Oh Lord, awaken my soul.
主啊，为你名的缘故。
For your name's sake.
主啊，你引导我走正路。
Lead me on the path of right.
主啊，使我回来。
That I may return.
使我记得我从前怎样奉献给你。
That I will remember the past.
使我过一个圣洁的生活。
That I will lead holy life.
使我被你的灵火焚烧。
That your spiritual fire will burn.
我成为你手中的器皿。
That I will be your vessel.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我这几天有个思想，我本来不要讲的。
There is a thought that I didn't want to say.
这一次以后
，After this，
如果你们还不醒过来
，If you are not awakened，
我会宣布不久以后，我永远不到新加坡来。
I will declare I will never come to Singapore again.
我不是来新加坡走走太多时间的。
It's not that I have too much time to come here.
但我对新加坡非常失望。
But I'm very disappointed with
you. 因为你们怎么做都做不起来。
Because you have not been revived.
啊，你们也很满足。
And you are
就是这样，我们本来做不起来。
We are like this.
别人做起来，因为他不对。
Other people have done it because they are.
那么你让不对的做起来，对的做不起来，你还可以活在世界上吗
？But how can you live with a situation that is wrong？
今天神学的院长
，A dean of a seminary，
如果用这种精神教他的学生，他应该自动辞职。
If he cannot revive his students with such an attitude，
今天神学院的学生
，The students in the seminary，
如果为得到学位读书，而不是为了得到能力，把神的国度扩张起来，请你停学。
They should stop studying if they only want a certificate but not the power to preach the gospel of God.
所以我们第二样要思想的是什么呢
？So the second thing we need to think.
对内来说
，for ourselves，
归正运动是一个忠心的持守。
Reform movement is a faithfulness to God's word.
对外来说
，but externally，
归正运动是一个勇敢的征战。
Reform movement is a brave battle.
这是一个很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
归正运动如果失去征战的勇气
，If the reform movement has lost the courage to fight,
归正运动就像沉睡的狮子一样
，It will be like a sleeping lion.
沉睡的狮子还不如野狗令人害怕。
The sleeping lion is not as fearful as a wild dog.
它的潜在能大得不得了。
Although the sleeping lion has great potential,
它的体魄、它的后身、它的体力是大得不得了。
It is strong and it can roar.
但是它在沉睡中间所获的就是一个梦，而不是一个实际的世界。
But it is deep in sleep and it is a dream.
今天有多少人沉醉在神学的研究里面
？Today many people are sleeping in their theological study.
今天有多少人沉醉在自我所想象的空洞的思想里面
？And many people are dreaming in their own thinking process.
今天有许多人沉醉在对历史过去光荣的追忆跟研究的里面
？And many people are obsessed with the study of history.
但我似乎听见马克思对基督教做了一个很大的讽刺。
Karl Marx have a criticism for Christianity.
马克思有很多的思想我根本不能接受。
I cannot accept many of Karl Marx's thoughts.
这一句话是我绝对赞成的。
But I agree with this statement.
这些不是停在课堂里面的一种理论。
He says that philosophy is not a theory that is found in the classroom.
这些应当是改变世界历史的一个动力。
But he says that philosophy ought to be the power to change human history.
如果基督教的牧师懂得这句话。
If a Christian pastor understands
基督教基督徒懂得这句话,
if Christians understand this,
那我们就比较明白先知们工作的方式,
we will be able to understand more how the
prophets,
the prophets were not looking for
领一半的薪水,
or to get a stable salary,
奉行故事,
and then do routine.
他一定无论如何, 无论是生, 无论是死, 一定要叫上帝托付他的工作, 在他有生之年把它做出来。
Whether they live or die, they will be faithful to the work that God has called them to.
所以耶利米说, 我如果不讲, 我里面有必死的火。
Jeremiah said, if I do not preach, there is a fire that burns within me.
这个火被关起来, 它要爆炸出来, 它要烧出来, 它是没有办法被包在里面。
And this fire cannot be contained because it will break forth.
一个人传道有没有这个火, 一看就看得出来了。
And you can see whether a preacher has such a fire.
一个人做见证有没有这个火, 一听就听出来。
And you can hear whether a person who bears testimony has such a fire.
我不但常常感到自己很痛苦,
not only do I feel grief inside
of me, 我感到从某一个程度来说, 我是全世界最孤单的人。
And sometimes I think I'm most the loneliest person in the world.
因为很多最靠近我的人, 根本不明白我。
Because many people who are close to me do not know me.
他们不认识我。
They do not understand.
他不知道我里面要传达的信息要达到的要求到底是什么。
They do not understand my message and the demands.
他们这几天晚上, 你不要因为常听我讲到听惯了没有作用。
I hope that this few evening you will not be here because you are used to my preaching.
我盼望你可以听见的, 平常没有听见, 神借着这次讲座要在你生命中间点起的火。
I pray that you will hear the voice of God, the fire that he will light up in you.
归正运动不但是个忠心的持守,
Reform movement not only is faithful to God,
这是消极的一面,
this is a passive one.
归正运动是个勇敢的征战,
it is also a courageous battle.
这是积极的一面,
this is where it's active.
对我们自己来说, 我们有忠心, 我们的持守,
for us, we need to be faithful.
对我们的仇敌来说, 我们要勇敢, 我们要征战,
but towards our enemies, we need to fight.
这就是保罗的侍奉观。
This is the way Paul looks at his
life. 保罗说我们是在血气中, 但是不靠着血气征战。
The Apostle Paul says, while we live in the flesh, we do not battle in the flesh.
保罗说我们以那属天的,
but we are fighting against principalities in the air.
所以这个征战的观念,
this concept of battle,
就是保罗勇气的一个动力,
it is where Paul gets his courage from.
真正的观念,
this concept of
battle, 仇敌在哪里,
help him understand where his enemies are.
今天教会为什么没有能力,
why is the church without power?
今天我们在安舒的日子中间,
because we live in comfort.
我们在沙发的椅子上面,
we have very comfortable chairs.
我们在通畅的道路中间,
we have very smooth pathway.
我们在平坦的路途中间,
the pathway seems very
我们没有挑战,
smooth. There are no challenges.
我们没有威胁,
there are no crisis.
我们没有危险,
there are no challenges.
我们没有仇敌,
there are no enemies.
所以我们满足,
so we are satisfied.
我们沉睡,
we are sleeping.
我们打汗,
we are
我们做梦,
we are dreaming.
我们没有救物,
we have not.
当一个人悟性失去的时候,
when a person is not conscious,
诗篇第49章最后一节说,
Psalms 49 last verse,
就像要被杀的禽兽一样,
he is like an animal about to be slaughtered.
当一个人悟性没有功用的时候,
when a person's conscience is not working,
一点不像 按照上帝形象样式被造的人,
he is not like a person made in the image of God.
他正像死亡的禽兽一样,
he looks like an animal that is facing
death. 人的尊贵在乎悟性,
our honor comes from our conscience.
当你揪到真理的时候,
when you are conscious of the truth,
当你揪到神的旨意的时候,
when you are conscious of the
will of God, 当你揪到你的使命的时候,
when you are conscious of your mission,
当你揪到你的仇敌的时候,
when you know where your enemies are,
你能不能打断片子吗?
Would you fall asleep?
你能不能自我麻醉吗?
Would you be self-satisfied?
你一定说主啊苏醒我,
you will say, oh Lord, awaken me.
主啊给我力量,
give me strength.
使我装了全备的精气可以面对强敌而征战。
Therefore, I will face my enemies and fight.
所以希腊人的这个人格中间最伟大的四件事就是智慧、公义、勇敢、节制这四大美德。
The Greek consider wisdom, righteousness, courage, and self-control as the four most important.
我们看见了保罗有时候讲公义、讲节制, 好像很少讲到关于智慧跟勇敢的事情。
But Paul does not seem to talk too much about wisdom and courage.
是不是基督教是不谈勇气的呢?
You see, Christianity is not about
power. 基督教是讲温柔、爱心、和平、爱心、温柔，所以结果的基督徒个个像女人一样。
Is that the Christianity is all about peace and gentleness?
连画耶稣的画成像女人一样。
We draw Jesus Christ as if he is very feminine.
我小的时候问我的主日学老师，这个耶稣到底是男的是女的？
When I was young, I took a picture of Jesus and asked my.
他说你好好看，有胡须的怎么是女的？
And I asked, is this a woman or a man? And the teacher.
我说哦，对对，这有胡须的一定是男的。
I said, oh, there's a beard, so it must be a man.
没有一张把那勇气画出来。
But very few people paint a courageous face.
没有一张把耶稣基督的公义、勇敢、那个雄性的那种神的气质画出来。
Very few people would draw the courage of Jesus in a very male form.
直到我十多岁的时候，第一次看到沙曼所画的耶稣。
When I was in my teens, I saw a painting by Salman.
我非常高兴。
And I was very happy.
有一个叫做 Hoffman 的。
There's a person called Hoffman.
他也画了好多耶稣的像。
He also drew many pictures.
另外一个人叫 Salman.
Another one called Salman.
Salman 画的耶稣头发不是这样撇下来的。
He did not draw a Jesus with flowing hair.
他的头发是这样上去的。
But a hair
再下来。
And then moved.
眼神俊俊有光。
With a very stern stare.
非常有雄性的威严。
A very firm and authoritative Jesus.
我非常喜欢他。
I like that painting.
所以我感觉到这些画家呢，受了某一种神学观念的影响。
I believe all these painters are influenced by theology.
偏重慈爱、温柔、和平这些美德。
Sometimes they are biased towards love and gentleness.
我忘记了圣洁、公义、勇敢、公义这些伟大的其他的美德。
And forget all the important ethics like holiness, courage, and righteousness.
到了大概1960年的时候
，Until 1960,
沙曼所画的那个耶稣像，在全世界已经超过了1亿份被印出来了。
The painting of Salman has been reproduced more than 100 million times.
那时候没有电脑
，At that time there was no computer.
没有办法自己 download 自己印
，You could not download it.
所以是全世界最多被印的一张图画。
So it was a painting that was most reproduced.
我感到这个对人在基督的形象上的印象产生了革命性的一种作用。
I believe that he has revolutionary thoughts about what Jesus was all about.
今天的基督徒是有勇气的，或者没有勇气的呢
？The question is, are Christians courageous today?
今天的教会的领袖是有勇敢的，或者是充满惧怕的呢
？Are Christian leaders filled with courage or filled with fear?
同样看见腓力斯人
，They see the same fellow.
同样看见迦南人
，They say the they see the same fellow.
十二个探子里面有四个说，见他们这么魁梧，这么高大。我们心花如水，我们在他的面前像蝗虫一样。
Out of 12 spies, Stan says that we are afraid of our enemies. We are like grasshoppers before.
可有两个不是的，
but two,
一个是约书亚，一个是加勒。他们虽然他们身材高大，
they said, although they are huge physically,
耶和华必定与我们同在。
But the Lord will be with us.
上帝一定把他交在我的手里面。
God will deliver them to our hands.
我们一定要去征战。
We must fight.
我们要去得迦南为地。
We will take the Canaanites.
因为这是神应许给我们祖先的地。
It is a land that God has promised to us.
今天教会里面这样的人在哪里呢？
Where are such people in the church today?
如果十二个里面有没有两个是这样的人呢？
Out of 12, are there two that are like this?
所以呢，这个希伯来书第九章三十五节告诉我们，
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 35,
你不可丢弃勇敢的心。
Do not forsake a courageous heart.
你存这样的心的人必得大赏赐。
A person like that would be greatly rewarded.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我奉主的名劝你。
Today, in the name of the Lord, I put
upon you. 千万不要用害怕来代替，用谦虚来遮盖自己。
Do not replace humility with fear.
你千万不要没有打仗前先投降。
Do not surrender before the battle.
还没试以前先妥协。
Do not compromise before you even try.
求主使我们刚强壮胆。
May the Lord strengthen us.
因为上帝赐给我们的心是刚强的心，忍耐的心，是坚守的心。
Because God has given us a heart of courage, a heart of patience.
归正运动本身就是个征战的运动。
Reform movement in itself is a movement of
battle. 当我们看见教会充满黑暗的时候，
When we see that the church is dark,
看见许多已经背经历道的事情的发生的时候，
that many people are already away from the word of God.
我们就勇敢起来为真理征战。
We need to courageously fight for the truth.
上帝征战
for God.
年轻的马丁路德在德国读圣经教神学，非常向往圣地梵蒂冈教皇以及许多许多伟大的圣徒所住过的地方。
The young Martin Luther, when he was studying and lecturing, looked very favorably towards the Vatican and all these places of the saints.
有一天，终于他到罗马去。
And one day he had the opportunity.
当他到了他早就盼望到的地方的时候
，When he went to the places that he admired,
他说看见的跟他想象的完全不一样。
The things he witnessed was completely different.
这些所谓圣品人，这些所谓神父，所谓主教，是非常邪恶、诡诈、阴险、说谎、喝酒、赌博，什么都来的人。
He saw that all these important people, the bishops, the priests, are all people that led decadent lives.
当然，不是所有天主教重要的人都有这些罪恶。
But of course, not all Roman Catholic Church leaders are like this.
他亲自知道有许多犯奸淫、许多败坏的教会的领袖。
But Martin Luther witnessed many who like this.
所以他整个人完全消沉下去。
And so he was completely depressed.
现在他有这个决定。
He need to decide.
我继续麻醉在我的理想里面吗？
Do I continue to dwell in my ideas?
或者我应该为真理做一番的征战的作用呢
？Or should I better for the truth?
他真的痛苦万分。
He was in great suffering.
有一天，他到了一个最重要的地方，叫做 Holy Staircase， 就是圣阶梯。许多人在那里跪坐，一步一步跪在楼梯里面认罪祷告。当他们要到楼梯顶的时候，他们被称为已经是称义的人了。
One day he went to a place called the Holy Staircase where people need to kneel all the way to the top to get righteousness.
他就在那跪的时候
，as he knelt there，
跪到几个阶梯的时候
，as he moved up the stairs，
突然间心灵有圣灵的光照耀他，一人的阴性的神。
Suddenly the Holy Spirit inspired him to understand that the righteous will live by faith.
你这就不是因为你跪下来
，that you are saved not because you are kneeling there.
你这就不是因为你靠功劳
，you are saved not from your works.
你这就不是因为你刻苦耐劳
，you are saved not because you are hardworking.
你这就不是因为你苛待己身
，it is not because you have mistreated
yourself. 你这就不是因为你靠你自己的行为
，you are saved not by your own works.
你这就不是靠着摩西的律法
，you are not saved by the laws of Moses.
你信靠耶稣的宝血，你得救了
，you are saved because you believe in.
马丁路德就在那个时刻里面，他整个人醒过来。
And Martin Luther suddenly awakened.
他就开始了所谓的改教运动。
And he began the reform movement.
所以这个归正的思想
，And so this reform thought
就带来一个征战的火花。
Brings the fire of the battle.
归正的思想
，the reform thought
就产生了实际的行动。
Give us practical
actions. 所以他所读的东西是一套的学问。
Everything he learned is our theory.
但我今天要活出来是真理的实践作用。
But we need to live out the truth.
马丁路德开始再研读圣经的时候
，Martin Luther went back to the Bible.
他发现圣经里面根本没有圣徒功德库的这种教训。
He suddenly discovered that there's no purgatory in the Bible.
No, no teachings of so-called the treasury of the saints.
The treasuries of the saints.
在圣经里面根本没有圣母玛利亚是与基督同作救赎主的这种教训。
Or the concept of the Virgin Mary as co-redemptrix of Jesus Christ.
这个不是圣经的教训。
These are not from the Bible.
圣经里面没有什么叫做教皇或者神父可以直接使人称义、赦免人罪的这个教训。
Or that there is forgiveness of sins from the Pope or the priest.
圣经里面根本没有所谓教皇根本不可能犯错的这个教训。
Or the Bible doesn't have an infallible Pope.
虽然这天主教所讲的是他下教训的时候，他定教义的谕令的时候，那个时候他不会犯错。
The Roman Catholics believe that when the Pope declares a teaching, he is infallible.
但是就是连这件事都没有圣经佐证他们。
But even in this matter, the Bible is not supporting.
他才发现圣经根本没有什么叫做赎罪票的事情。是这种真理。
And Martin Luther realized that you do not buy a ticket of indulgence.
一个人犯罪怎么可能用一些钱买一张票，他的罪就主动得到赦免
？How is it possible that when you sin, you can be forgiven by buying a ticket?
这不单是错误的解经
，Not only is it wrong.
这几乎是亵渎耶稣基督的恩典。
It is almost blasphemous to the grace of God.
他越想越生气，越想越生气。
So when he thought about this, he was angry.
那时候圣洁的怒气就在马丁路德的心里面产生出来了。
And Holy anger was found within Martin Luther.
圣怒的火花一点燃起来的时候
，When the fire of holy wrath,
他不能停留在那里，他一定要行动。
Comes about, it must go into action.
不但如此，他在发现圣经里根本没有炼狱这样的教训。
And then he discovered the Bible doesn't talk about the purgatory.
所以他知道这些一定要把它推翻掉。
He knows that he has to overturn all
his people. 他要把这里完全把它打垮下来。
And he wants to destroy all these.
但是马丁路德是谁
？But who was Martin Luther?
马丁路德不过一个农民的孩子。
He was the son of a farmer.
马丁路德不过一个很普通的人。
A very common person.
整个天主教已经有1500年的历史。
By that time, the Roman Catholic Church was
1,500 years old. 整个欧洲拉丁世界都是他们的天下。
The entire Europe belongs to them.
我这个德国人，这样小小的一个德国人，怎么有办法面对这么大的强敌呢
？He was just a simple German. How can he face such a great enemy?
我这几年对圣经的研究，怎么有办法面对1500多年的传统呢
？How can I fight a tradition that is more than 1,000 years old?
所以这个时候，他面对一个很大的挑战。他知道他是没有能力的。
He faced a great challenge. He knew that he was not powerful.
但是圣经说什么呢
？But the Bible says,
你要寻求我的面与我的能力。
You have to seek my face and my power.
今天很多神学生不是寻求上帝的面，是寻求人的欢喜。
Many theological students are not seeking God's face, but the favor of others.
今天很多的神学生不是寻求上帝的能力，是寻求教会里面高的职位。
Many theological students are not seeking after the power of God, but positions in the church.
只要你有学位
，so long as you have a degree.
只要你有了职位
，so long you have a job.
只要有你有好的薪水
if you have a good salary,
你就非常满足。我就是成功的传道人。
You are very happy and you say I'm a good preacher.
你最盼望被派去大的教会做牧师。
You hope that you will be sent to a big church.
我在加拉大办了2间的神学院。
In Jakarta, I started 2 seminaries.
第二间就不是为这些目的办的。
The second one was not for this purpose.
第二间我要那些在里面读书的人，以后不被邀请，就自己去开一个布道所。
The second seminary are for people who will start their own church.
自己去立人归主，一个一个信主，把它组成一个小教会。
They will bring people to Christ and slowly start their own church.
我问一个女人，自己结婚生孩子更荣耀，或者进到孤儿院做很多孤儿的母亲更荣耀？
The question is, when a woman get married and have his own children, is that more glorious than if she were to be the mother of many orphans?
有没有人对别的女孩子说你这样辛苦，结婚等好几年才生一个，我一进到孤儿院做这个孤儿的保姆，我马上有70-80个儿童作为的孩子。
Would people tell a woman that you are a mother and it takes so long to have one child? I, as a person that runs an orphanage, suddenly have 80 kids.
我一下子就变成70-80个人的母亲了。
Suddenly I become a mother to about 80 children.
现在很多传道人盼望被大教会请去，他是大牧师，他感到很荣耀。
Many preachers think that they will become a glorious pastor if they are invited to a large church.
但我办第二个神学院的时候
，When I started the second seminary,
你能不能从零开始
？I asked the student, can you start?
一个一个人领人归主
，and bring people to Christ one by one.
牧养他们
，and then to pastor them,
教导他们
，to teach them.
将你就从福音、教导、牧养三个工作做成上帝所给你的三个功用的神的仆人。
And you become a servant of God that will preach the gospel, teach the gospel, and pastor a church.
就是这个神学院的学生，今年盼望对20,000个人传福音。
And it is a student from this second seminary that will preach to 20,000 people.
所以今年这个神学院有几十个人受训练。
And this year, many tens of people are trained.
另外神学院只有5个人要去传福音，他们还是盼望被请去做大教会的牧师。
But in another seminary, only 5 are willing to do this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
马丁路德一个人要面对强敌，
Martin Luther was an individual that faced
great 一个人要把整个大的天主教的系统打垮下来。
Wanted to destroy the entire structure of the Roman
Church. 这是难中之难。
This is a very difficult.
难乎其难。
Very difficult.
但他这个征战的勇气。
But he had the courage of the fight.
就是你改教运动的先锋了。
And so he became the pioneer of the reform movement.
虽然在他以前，英国有 Wycliffe， 捷克有 John Huss， 还有许多许多法国的这些改教的运动家曾经。产生过一些的工作
，But before him there were other leaders of the Reformation.
但是他们都没有成功，就死了。
But these people all died before they.
上帝就用一个德国人
，And God used one German.
把整个错误的系统把它打垮下来
，To destroy the entire wrong structure of teaching.
几乎没有可能纠正的信仰系统，把它纠正过来。
And to correct a system that almost cannot be corrected.
所以当马丁路德那一天把95条。钉在 Wittenberg 大门教会的大门上面的时候
，When Martin Luther put his 95, this is upon Wittenberg.
他说他实实在在就是听见，可能他自己要被钉十字架的声音。
He himself must have heard noises as if he were to be crucified.
改教运动就这样开始。
That was how the Reformation started.
所以什么叫做归正运动呢？
What does the Reform movement
mean? 归正运动是从忠于神的道作为精神。
It starts with the spirit that is faithful to the word of God.
归正运动从勇敢向仇敌宣战作为行动。
It starts with an action that courageously challenges the enemies.
单单把错误的打垮下来够不够？
Is it enough just to destroy the wrong teaching?
不够。
No.
上帝对耶利米说，
God said to Jeremiah,
我差遣你，
I will send you
做两个工作，
to do two things,
烧毁的工作，
to destroy,
建立的工作，
and to build,
撤下来，
to destroy,
重建，
and to rebuild.
如果你只有建没有撤，旧的根基会影响新的运动。
If you build without destroying, the old foundation will influence the new work.
如果你只撤没有建，你连基本一些过去的一些好东西你都把它丢掉。
But if you just destroy and not build, you will destroy a lot of good things.
上帝对耶利米说，
So God said to Jeremiah,
我要差遣你做撤毁的工作。
I will send you to destroy.
我要差遣你做建造的工作。
I will also send you to build.
所以这样呢，马丁路德做了第一步的工作，神就兴起第二个人做第二步更重要的工作。
Martin Luther did the first phase, and God raised a second person to do the second work.
这第二个人是谁呢？
Who was this person?
就是加文。
This person was John Calvin.
John Calvin 比马丁路德更年轻二十多年。
He was about 20 odd years younger than Martin Luther.
上帝就先用马丁路德撤回了天主教系统里面许多错误的假教训。
God used Martin Luther to destroy many false teaching in the Roman Catholic system.
然后上帝的兴起加文起来建立整个新教，或者这个新的正统的，对不起，这个正统的基督教信仰的这个正统的遗传下来的信仰。
And John Calvin was raised by God to re-establish an orthodox and correct teaching.
所以这两个改教运动的健将。
These two important leaders of the Reformation.
一个上帝使用他做撤毁的工作。
One was used by God to destroy.
另外一个上帝使用他做重新建造的工作。
Another was used by God to rebuild.
所撤毁的是错误的。
To destroy false teaching.
所重建的是正确的。
And rebuild the right teaching.
所撤毁的是人所做的错误的事情。
To destroy things that are made by human.
所重建的是上帝所做的那永恒的真理的工作。
And to rebuild the work of God.
那么呢，马丁路德跟加文在这两件工作上，
In these two methods,
就成为历史历代教会正统伟大的工程。
Martin Luther and John Calvin become important engineers in the history of the church.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do we say?
因为他们两个人根本没有教导任何一件新的教义。
Both of them has never taught any new teachings.
马丁路德所撤回的就是那种错和圣经的教训。
Martin Luther destroyed teachings that are not biblical.
而加文所建立的就是合乎圣经原来就已经有的教训。
And John Calvin rebuilt a system that is already biblical.
所以这两个人的贡献，
the two of them,
可以说一方面撤掉了所有与使徒信经不吻合的教导。
Has destroyed false teachings that are not in accordance with the teaching of the apostles.
这两个人所做的工作，
and two of them,
就是重新建立使徒信经所传给我们所有的教导。
Has rebuilt the correct teachings of the apostles.
所以呢，整个 Institute of Christian Religion,
the whole Institute of Christian Religion,
教文所写的《基督教要义》这本书，
written by John Calvin,
从来没有一个新的教义出现。
There are no new teaching within
the Bible. 完全是照着圣经。
All of it is from the Bible.
像马丁路德传道教文给我们的五大精神，就成为历史历代所有的基督徒一定要注意的事情。
There are five important declarations from Martin Luther to John Calvin to us.
现在你们在新加坡的基督徒，
Christians in Singapore,
你不例外。
Without exception,
你照样要坚守这五大原则。
You must hold on to these five principles.
第一个原则是什么呢？
The first one,
就是 sola scriptura.
Is sola scriptura.
Only the Bible.
唯独圣经。
Nothing else.
没有其他的。
你们这一次的诗歌里面呢，有三个人，一个是最不像样的，我在这里。
The hymn has three, the pictures of three persons here.
有一个比较暗的很严肃的面孔的，那个叫做奥古斯丁。
The first picture is the picture of Augustine.
另外一个很瘦 人过了四五十岁就离开世界的，就福气长长的，就叫做教人。
The second person is John Calvin.
我一点不认为我有资格跟这两个人相片连在一起。
I think I'm not worthy to be listed among them.
因为他们是历史历代伟大的圣徒。
Because they are great saints in the history of the church.
我不会是个很普通很普通的。
I'm just a very common person.
我要告诉你，加尔文跟奥古斯丁不同的地方在哪里。
But I want to tell you the difference between John Calvin and Augustine.
奥古斯丁的神学里面有很多哲学的成分在里面。
In the theology of Augustine, there are many elements of philosophy.
加尔文的神学里面完全不给哲学任何的地位。
But in the theology of John Calvin, philosophy has no place.
虽然他也引用哲学。
Although he would.Bring some
他也引用许多伟大的著作
and also quote from great works,
但是他绝对不给哲学任何地位与圣经相比
but he would not equate philosophy with the Bible.
所以加尔文是真正明白马丁路德的 sola scriptura 这句话的意思
John Calvin truly understood what sola scriptura means.
所以加尔文写的基督教预定论的这本书里面
In the work by John Calvin about election,
他建立什么教义作为系统教导的时候
，When he tried to talk about what system ought to be the foundation,
他不会忘记他的思想是从圣经哪个地方产生出来的。
He never forgotten where his thoughts came from the Bible.
所以呢 ，Christian the Institute of Christian Religion 这本书里面引用的新旧约圣经的经文一共超过6000多次。
And so in his work, the Institute of Christian Religion, there are more than 6,000 quotations from the Bible.
不像今天许多的牧师引用圣经引来引去就是那几节。
Not like some of the favorite verses that many pastors use.
他是在最偏僻的地方。
He will find it from the most obscure place.
最正确的支持。
To find the right support.
在最少人注意的章节里面。
In verses that are not popular.
发现了像钻石一样光明的神的道的光辉。
He will find the light of God as shining as the diamond.
从加尔文到今天。
From John Calvin.
没有一个传道人比他忠于圣经。
There are no other preacher that is more faithful to the Bible.
没有一个人在一生的思想中间前后贯彻始终，前后一致。像他这样的完美
and there are no leaders that are as close to perfection as John Calvin was.
所以从路德中我们领受了 sola scriptura 这个事情
from the Lutherans we received sola scriptura
但是从加文的生命跟他的榜样中间我们看见一个真正忠于圣经的人怎样成为我们每一个人侍奉这个楷模。
But from the times and the life of John Calvin, we see a real example of someone who was faithful to the word of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为什么叫做 sola scriptura 呢
？Why is this word sola scriptura used？
就是不可以把人的话与上帝的话混为一谈。
It means that we cannot mix the word of God together with the words of men.
上帝的道是从永恒的宝座，绝对没有错误的真理本体，借着圣灵启示下来。
The word of God is from the eternal throne of God revealed to us by the Holy Spirit.
人的哲学家，人的智慧的言语，都是堕落以后的理性所能想出来最好、最有价值的东西而已。
But the words of God and the philosophers are just words from a fallen reason of man.
我们可以不可以说，神的话是特殊的启示？
Can we say that the word of God is a unique revelation?
哲学家的话是普遍的启示。
But the words of man are common revelation.
连这一句都不可以。
We can't even say this.
You cannot say Bible is the special revelation, and the philosophy and the wisdom sayings of the man is a general revelation. Even this kind of definition is wrong. 为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果人所写的道德格言、哲学的理论是等于普遍启示的话。
If the words of men, their quotation can be considered as common revelation,
你居然承认普遍启示，既然是从上帝来的，人的哲学里面就不应当有错误了。
You would then have to say that common revelation since it's from God.
No, general, 不是 common.
General revelation since it's from God cannot be fallible.
为什么呢
？Why?
上帝的启示怎么会错呢
？The revelation of God cannot be wrong.
许多时候我们看见人的哲学、人的道德理论充满错误。
But we see lots of errors in the teachings of men.
那他们是出于自己的思想，会出于上帝的启示呢？
Did it come from their own thinking process or the revelation of God?
这是他们用堕落的理性。回应上帝普遍启示所产生的解释，有正的，有对的，有失误的，有歪曲的。
This is but a reflection of their thoughts towards a general revelation of God. So sometimes they are right, sometimes they are wrong.
So philosophy and the moral teachings of the wise men in this world is merely a reaction, response to the general revelation of God. 所以这不等于就是上帝的普遍启示。
This does not mean that what they have written is a general revelation of God.
像我们怎么可以把普遍启示的回应，甚至错误的解释，跟上帝绝对没错误的特殊启示的本体相比相对呢？
So we cannot equate the response towards general revelation of God together with the general revelation.
所以当你看见有人说老子就是上帝给中国的先知的时候，你要反对他。
So you need to oppose someone who proclaimed 老子 as the prophet that God has given to China.
上帝如果给中国有先知，可能给印度也有先知，给阿拉伯有先知，那么全世界每一国都有先知，每个先知讲的都不一样。这世界的上帝一定是自己乱成一团的上帝。
Because God cannot possibly give prophets to all different countries and everybody says different things.
那么老子所写的是不是上帝的话？不是。
The thing works of 老子 is it the word of God? No.
老子所写的是对上帝普遍启示回应的时候产生出来的这一种思想的果效。
What he has written is but a response towards a general revelation of God.
所以我们不可以跟神的话相比。
We cannot equate it with the word of God.
为这缘故，当你谈到上帝的话语的时候。
So when you talk about the word of God,
上帝的救赎的时候
，the salvation of God,
上帝的审判的时候
，the judgment of God,
上帝的创造的时候
，the creation of God,
你只能照着神自己所启示的圣经去讲。
You can only talk about it by the revealed word of God.
这个叫做完全是圣经。
This is what sola scriptura means.
Sola scriptura.
唯独圣经。
这是第一条。
This is the first one.
归正运动精神的第二条是什么呢
？The second spirit of the Reformation.
就是 sola。Fide.
It's sola fide.
为什么叫做 sola fide 呢
？What is sola fide?
F-I-D-E 这个字的意思，拉丁文就是信心的意思。
In fide means faith.
这完全是照着信心，而不是照着行为。
It means it is by faith and not action.
我们今天能够领受上帝的恩典
，For us to receive God's grace.
我们今天能够被称为义
，For us to be made righteous.
我们今天能得救。
For us to be saved,
我们领受圣灵
for us to receive the
Holy Spirit, 我们被重生
for us to be reborn,
我完全不是靠着我们的什么好处
it,
也不是靠着我们的什么功劳
it is not by what good we have,
乃是靠着上帝所赐给我们的信心
but completely by the faith that God has given to us
这一点在基督教的思想里面在许多教会的教训里面有很多是不清楚的
This is not clear in many Christian teachings
怎么讲呢
Why is
因为很多的教会的领袖很多的神学院的老师神学的院长很多神学的教授无形中告诉人人会信是出于人自己不是出于上帝
Many people, Christian leaders and theologians tell people indirectly that we believe because of our own faith
特别是灵恩派的教会
Especially in the charismatic
所以你信不信
Do you believe?
你信
If you believe,
你要有信
you must have
你有信心
You have faith,
你就会看见上帝恩典。
You will see the
如果你有信心
If you have faith,
你就会得到医治。
You will be healed.
所以无形中教导是我的信产生上帝替我做事情的功效。
Indirectly, it says that when I have faith, God will work for me.
所以我的信使我可以得救。
And so my faith saves me.
那么如果你信就可以得救，耶稣不必为你死也不要紧，因为你信就可以得救了嘛。
If your faith is the reason why you are saved, Jesus need not die.
那么你怎么会信呢
？But why would you believe?
你的信是从你自己产生出来的吗
？Did it come from yourself?
所以这里所讲的信
，the faith here，
其实要更精细的分析下去
，need to be analyzed further。
也就是信道是从听到来的
，faith comes from hearing the word。
所讲的唯独信心。
Sola fide,
那个信心不是你自发的信心
doesn't refer to our own faith.
那个不是自我有正确的或者有肯定的信念的那种信心
or the correct concept that come from ourselves.
那不是自信心
or self-confidence.
The Christian faith is not equal to self-confidence. 啊，既然许多人盼望他的定的意志，主啊，我信你，我信你，那你就医治我，这种信心不是圣经的信心。
When a person says, Oh Lord, I believe in you, so you must heal me. Such a faith is not biblical faith.
圣经所讲的信心，因为神的道成了种子，放在我们里面，因为 道中隐藏着的生命产生出来的果子，这个叫做信心。
The faith that the Bible is talking about is the word of God coming into us, and because of the word, faith comes.
我们唯独靠着这种信心。
We are reliant on this sort of faith.
我们来到上帝面前。
We come before God.
唯独靠着这种信心。
Because of such a faith,
我们才能领受上帝的恩典。
We can receive God's grace.
这是第二个重要的精神和原理。
The second important concept.
第三个重要的原理是什么呢？
The third important concept.
Sola gratia.
Sola gratia.
完全是恩典。
By his grace.
除了恩典以外，没有别的成分。
There are nothing else other than.
保罗说：“我今天成为何等样的人？”
The apostle Paul says, "I am a person like this
today." 都是因为主的恩才成功的。
Solely because of God's grace.
我没有什么可夸的。
There is nothing to boast.
我没有遵行律法。
There is not. I do not follow the law.
我虽然受了割礼。
Although I've been circumcised.
我虽然遵行了摩西的律法。
Although I follow the law of Moses.
但我实实在在没有办法完全持守全然的律法。
But I could not have obeyed all the laws.
我是亵渎的。
I am blasphemous.
我虽然是受割礼的。
Although I have been circumcised.
我虽然是成为法利赛人。
Although I'm a Pharisee.
但我是毁谤的。
But I
我是亵渎的。
I'm a blasphemer.
我根本不配蒙恩的。
I am not worthy.
在罪人中我是个罪魁。
I am the greatest among the sinners.
在圣徒中间我是最小的。
The smallest among the saints.
我比最小的使徒还小。
I am smaller than the smallest
saint. 我是一个罪魁。
I am the big.
我是一个不配蒙恩的人。
The greatest sinner.
我是一个抵挡上帝的人。
I oppose God.
那为什么最后他蒙恩呢？
But why did he receive?
只有一个原因。
Only one reason.
完全因为恩典。
All because of God.
不是因为你有什么可靠。
Not because of something.
不是因为你有什么可爱的。
Not because of something.
不是因为你有什么可配的。
Or that you are worthy.
因为上帝的恩要领导你。
The grace of God is upon you.
圣经说我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
The Bible says I will have grace upon.
我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
I will have mercy upon those.
为这个缘故。
Because of this.
我们看见改教运动的时候，第三个口号就出来了。
The third declaration came.
Sola gratia.
唯独恩典
，sola gratia，
唯独恩典，
也就是说，你不要把你的功劳拿出来。
In other words, don't boast about your work.
你不要再夸你自己有什么好的行为。
Don't talk about your good work.
如果我们蒙恩是因为我们的行为
，if we have grace because of our work，
恩典就不是恩典，恩典变成工价。
Then grace is not grace but wages of our work.
如果我们蒙恩是因为功劳
，if we receive grace because of our work，
恩典不是恩典，恩典变成将功补过。
Grace will become the reward that we have.
我们如果恩典是恩典，而不是照着我们的工作。
If grace comes not because of our work,
我们只知道我们罪人当代的工价，就罪的工价就是死，不是恩典。
We will recognize that the wages of our work is death.
所以我们应当得的是什么
？What we deserve.
我们应当得的是审判。
We deserve judgment.
我们应当得的是死亡。
We deserve death.
我们除了死以外。没有什么配得的事情。
There is nothing else we are worthy for.
所以圣经说，罪的工价乃是死，唯独上帝的恩赐，在我们的主基督耶稣里，乃是永生。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Only the grace of God in our Christ Jesus is eternal.
第三大重点。
So this is the third great declaration.
Sola Scriptura.
唯独恩典。
Sola Fide.
唯独圣经，唯独信心。
Sola Gratia.
唯独恩典。
第四样是什么呢
？The fourth one.
Sola Christos.
Solus Christus.
唯独耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
我们只有在基督里面。
Only in Jesus.
我们脱离审判。
Are we away from judgment?
在基督里面。
Only in Jesus.
我们领受神的悦纳。
Do we receive God's blessing?
我们在基督里面。
Only through Jesus.
我们被称为义。
We have been made righteous.
我们在基督里面。
Only in Jesus.
我们得着儿子的名分。
We are called sons of God.
我们在基督里面。
Only in Jesus.
领受所应许的圣灵。
We receive the promise of
the Spirit. 我们在基督里面。
Only in Jesus.
跟永远与主同在。
We will be with God eternally.
Sola Christos.
Sola Christos.
第五样是什么呢
？The fourth.
Soli Deo Gloria.
Solideo Gloria.
Only to glorify God.
荣耀唯独归于上
帝。我们活在世界上做什么？
What's the purpose of our life?
荣耀神。
To glorify God.
我们领受恩典又要怎么样？
After we receive His grace.
把荣耀归给主。
We give glory to Him.
我们为什么领受信心？
Why do we receive
faith? 因为这是神的荣耀。
Is this for God's
glory? 我们为什么可以为主受苦？
Why do we suffer for God?
为了彰显上帝的荣耀。
To manifest His glory.
我们如果有什么侍奉的成就怎么样？
If we have any accomplishment.
我们荣耀归给上帝。
We need to give Him glory.
完全没有自己的荣耀，完全不是把荣耀归给人，把一切的荣耀归给上帝。这样，我们活在世界上才真正是个归正的人。
we truly live a reformed life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
Sola Scriptura,
Sola Scriptura,
Sola Fide,
唯独信心
Sola Grazia,
唯独恩典
Sola Christos,
唯独基督
Soli Deo Gloria,
荣耀唯独归
上这些成为整个基督教的中心点
These are the core values of Christianity.
我们所做的一切
All the things that
we do, 我们所侍奉的一切
Our ministry,
我们所讲的一切
The things we say,
我们就是为了要神的荣耀
It's for him to have his glory,
我们彰显神的恩典
To manifest his grace,
我们让基督被居首位
That Jesus is placed on the first
place, 让我们用信心表达出来
And we express it in our faith,
使人与我们一同得着这个荣耀的恩典
That others will receive this glorious blessing,
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
自从这个以后
After this,
我们看见错误的教训站不住脚了
We will see that the false teachings will not hold.
明天我要告诉你
Tomorrow I will tell you,
为什么改教运动是重要的
Why the reformation is important?
我明天要告诉你
Tomorrow,
改革运动在整个人类的历史中间的地位是什么
The position of the reformation in the entire history of
明天我要告诉你
Tomorrow,
改革运动应当怎样继续不断影响以后的历史
How the reformation should influence the history that is to come
今天做这事做长老的人
Those who are deacons and elders
你们要苏醒过来
You need to be awakened
不是一天到晚像坐火上每一天吃一顿饭就敲一了的钟就这样过日子直到耶稣基督再来
and do not pass away your days like a routine until Jesus Christ comes again
保罗说
the apostle Paul
做长老的
as elders
你是固守真道的奥秘
you are to defend the mystery of the truth
你们做长老的
as elders
你要做监督
you are to be supervisor
你做长老的
overseer
你在守望台的上面
you are to be on the watchtower
你眼光嘹亮
you are to look far away
知道仇敌从哪里进入
To know where the enemies are coming from.
你知道危机什么时候来到
To know where the crisis are coming from.
你吹起号角
You will blow your trumpet.
警惕我的百姓
To alert your people.
免得他因为你不忠心而死
That they may not die because of your unfaithfulness.
上帝说我就追讨你这些令他们死的人的罪
If you did this, God will hold you accountable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们做长老
Those are
我们做这事
Those are deacons.
我们做牧师
Those are pastors.
我们做主日学老师
Those are Sunday school
我们做传道人
Those are preachers.
我们做神学院的老师
Those are teachers.
我们做神学院的学生
Those are students.
我们在做什么
What are we doing?
那我们回到这里来
Let us return.
当你今天看见很多教会很兴旺千千万万的基督徒一个礼拜堂再一个礼拜堂越大越盖起来结果你看见去把人围在他们那里使他们永远听不见神正的道理那种教会越大越羞耻
You see, many churches are growing very big but then they are trapping the people in a place where they cannot hear the word of God
你是唐牧师你宣摩你妒忌他们不
You say, Dr. Tong, are you jealous about them? But no
你宣摩他们吗不
Are you envious about them?
我为他们感到叹息
I am regretful for them.
为他们感到很可惜。
I find it.
为什么呢？因为他们的成功就是他们的羞辱。
Their success bring about their own humiliation.
他们所谓的奋斗就是他们的野心。
They fight for their selfish ambition.
因为他们没有 soli deo gloria.
They don't have sola.
不是 sola Christos.
It's not sola.
没有 sola scriptura.
不是唯独圣
经。没有 sola gratia.
也不是唯独恩典。
sola fide.
唯独信心。
所以结果看见的是什么呢
？What do we see?
人的荣耀。
We see the glory of man.
人的才气。
We see the talent.
人的成功。
We see the success.
你听见上帝的道吗
？Do you hear the word of God?
你听见上帝的旨意吗
？Can you hear the will of God?
看见上帝的荣耀吗
？Can you see the glory of God?
不是你。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
让
我们回到上帝的面前
Let's return to God,
归正到上帝的旨意里面
to come back to the will of God.
这个运动太重要了
This movement is very important.
我很叹息很遗憾地讲
But I say regretfully,
今天整个中国教会里真正懂这个运动的重要性而且真正肯付代价在这个运动里面努力的人没有几个人
Not too many people who understand this movement and are willing to pay the price for this movement.
所以我从内心深处对你说，我非常灰心。
So I say from the depth of my heart, I am disappointed.
但我还要讲一句话。
But I will say this again.
无论你多么懒惰
，No matter how lazy you are.
无论你怎样不争气
，No matter how you have not given
up the fight. 我在神面前已经定下心志。
Before God, I have set my heart.
这一生
，In my life,
归正运动
，I will fight.
鞠躬尽瘁。
to the end for the reform.
为上帝的道
for the word of God,
绝不妥协。
I will never compromise.
为上帝的国
for the kingdom of God,
继续奋战。
I will continue to fight.
为上帝的荣耀
for the glory of God,
一切的尊贵归给他。
I will give all glory.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我今天先讲到这个地方。
I will stop here this.
明天
tomorrow,
后天
the day after,
还有礼拜天
and on Sunday,
我盼望每一场主的恩主的灵在我们中间自由运行主的能力充充满满在我们中间。
I hope that the grace of God and the blessing of God will be seen among us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们带着赞，我们带着赞。